Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Holi, the festival of color, celebrated across the country with great enthusiasm. Government launches the first exploration license auction for critical minerals to reduce dependence on mineral imports. India rejects Pakistan's allegation of involvement in train hijacking in Balochistan as baseless. China, Russia and Iran call for an end to US sanctions on Iran and restart of nuclear talks. An Indian challenge ends in All England Open Badminton Tournament as Lakshya Sen and women's doubles pair of Trisha and Gayatri crash out in quarterfinals in Birmingham. And now the news in detail. Holi, the festival of colours, is celebrated across India with people smearing each other with colours, dancing to festive music and feasting on traditional sweets prepared for the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the excitement, enthusiasm and joy of this festival were evident in every corner of the city.
Since this morning, people were seen drenched in colours enjoying the festivities. Colours of Holi were visible everywhere, from streets to mohallas, parks, societies, clubhouses and party lawns of the city. Small children were seen filling pitchkaris with different colours, filling balloons with coloured water and drenching everyone with coloured spray throughout the day. Meanwhile, the elders wished Holi by applying abir and gulal and sharing gujia and sweets with people. Rain dances were organised in several parts of the city to add more joy to the celebration. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, the joy of Holi was visible across the state from Braj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. While flagging off the Bhagwan Narsingh Vishwa Yatra in Gorakhpur, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath emphasized that the festival should symbolize harmony, peace and equality. In Bihar, due to calculations of religious calendar, people in areas of Magadh, Mithila, Shahabad, Tirhut, Kosi and Simanchal region will continue celebrations of Holi tomorrow also. We have more from our correspondent.
In Bihar, Holi is being celebrated with religious fervor in several parts of the state. In districts like Saharsa and Lakhisarai, people offered prayers at famous temples and celebrated Holi. In some areas, people attached importance of saving nature and ecosystem with celebration of eco-friendly and green Holi. The celebration of Holi will also continue to next couple of days in several parts in the state as Basiora Holi and some other forms. Traditional folk songs known as and Jogira with music of Dhol and Manjira are giving traditional flavor to Holi. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
In Jammu and Kashmir, youth full of joy and enthusiasm seen moving on bikes, shouting slogans Holi Hai and throwing colours on each other with love and affection. At the Prachin Shri Kal Bhairav Temple, Holi was observed with fresh flowers. People from diverse communities, including Hindus, Muslims and Sikhs, celebrated Holi together, applying colours, dancing and sharing sweets. Security forces, including the Army, BSF and CRPF, celebrated the festival at forward locations. The 89th meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti today evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railway and 1 metro. The project involves the development of the existing road into a 2-lane highway along the Darugiri to Dalu section of NH62 in Meghalaya. The 32-kilometre long brownfield project of Ministry of Railways addresses increasing passenger and freight congestion along the Mumbai-Pune Solapur Wadi Chennai corridor. The Rajkot Metro project is a greenfield urban transport initiative aimed at reducing congestion and providing a sustainable mode of transport in Rajkot, Gujarat. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the government's approach will be guided by India First, Viksit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Last week, Mr. Goyal visited Washington and held trade talks with his U.S. counterparts. These deliberations assume significance as India and the U.S. are planning to negotiate a bilateral trade agreement. In a move to boost India's mining sector, the Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the government of Goa, has launched India's first ever auction of exploration licenses. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant unveiled the initiative at a landmark event in Goa. The auction will focus on 13 exploration license blocks covering critical minerals such as rare earth elements, zinc, copper and diamond. This transparent online bidding process aims to accelerate systematic exploration and reduce India's dependence on mineral imports. The event also featured the inauguration of AI Hackathon 2025, which will explore mineral targeting through artificial intelligence. In a move to encourage private sector involvement, three private exploration agencies were awarded certificates during the event. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures on to others. The Uttar Pradesh Anti-Terrorism Squad ATS has arrested a worker from an ordnance factory in Firozabad for leaking sensitive information to a Pakistan ISI handler. Additional Director General of UP ATS, Nilabja Chaudhary, stated that Ravindra Kumar was found passing classified details, including daily production reports, to his handler, identified as Neha. The Agra unit of ATS confirmed his involvement during a preliminary interrogation. Upon his arrest, ATS recovered sensitive files from his phone, including production reports on drones, classified meeting records, and unauthorized stock lists. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has generated nearly $143 million in foreign exchange revenue through satellite launches. The Department of Space said that ISRO launched a total of 393 foreign satellites and three Indian customer satellites on a commercial basis over the past decade. ISRO's impressive track record includes launching satellites for 34 countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Singapore, and several other developed nations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Assam on a three-day tour, during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. We have more from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lasit Borphukan Police Academy and lay foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy tomorrow morning in presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal at Dergaon in Golaghat district. After that, the minister will depart for Mizoram to attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon and will return to Guwahati on the same day. The Home Minister on Sunday will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Borough Students Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar district, and later in the day will review the implementation of new criminal laws in the northeastern states in Guwahati with the chief minister of 8 northeastern states before returning to New Delhi in the evening. Aminul Haq Juttar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Mr. Shah will be arriving in Aizawl tomorrow. He'll be attending a function in connection with the relocation of Assam Rifles bases from the heart of Aizawl city to Zokhaosong. In view of the Home Minister's visit, security has been tightened in and around Aizawl. We have more details.
The visit of Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold great significance and historical importance, as it would fulfill the long-cherished dreams of the Mizo people in relocating Assam Rifles from Aizawl city to Zokhaosong, which is about 15 kilometers from the state capital Aizawl. The Mizo people have been demanding shifting of Assam Rifles bases to a new location since 1988. The then MNF government under Lal Denga first put the demand for relocation of Assam Rifles from the heart of Aizawl city. In October last year, a memorandum of agreement was signed between Laldo Umar-led ZPM government and Assam Rifles, which will come effective from April this year. With the relocation function of Assam Rifles to be held in the presence of Home Minister Amit Shah, a new landmark chapter of history will be written in Mizoram after three decades. Gingangche, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
China, Russia, and Iran have called for an end to U.S. sanctions on Iran and restart of nuclear talks. Representatives of the three nations who met in Beijing today emphasized the necessity of terminating what they call all unlawful unilateral sanctions. In a joint statement, they reiterated that political and diplomatic engagement, along with dialogue based on mutual respect, remains the only viable and practical solution for resolving the issue. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, in Moscow. The Kremlin confirmed today that the two discussed the recent U.S.-Ukrainian peace talks held in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. At the meeting, Putin received additional details about the proposed 30-day ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The U.S., in turn, has agreed to resume military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Speaking later, Putin said Russia supports the idea of a peaceful resolution, but emphasized that the ceasefire terms must be clear and enforceable. Iraq's Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani has confirmed the killing of Abu Khadija, the ISIS leader for Iraq and Syria. According to reports, Iraqi security forces, in coordination with the U.S.-led coalition combating the militant group, killed Abdullah Maki Musle al-Rifai, also known as Abu Khadija. He described him as one of the most dangerous terrorists in Iraq and the world. More details are awaited. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and three others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers this afternoon. Police said the improvised explosive device, IED, was planted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured are being moved to a district hospital. And back home, four teenage boys drowned in Ulhas River in Thane district, Badlapur area in Maharashtra this afternoon. As informed by a police official, the children in the 15 to 16 age group and class 10 students had ventured into the river after celebrating Holi and got swept away when its water level rose suddenly. The official identified them and they were all residents of Podar Gruh complex in Chamtoli. The bodies of the four have been recovered and have been sent to Badlapur Rural Hospital for post-mortem. A case has been registered and probe is underway. Veteran actor-filmmaker Dev Mukherjee passed away due to prolonged illness on Friday morning at his residence in suburban Mumbai. He was 83. His last rites were performed at the Pawan Hans Crematorium in Juhu in suburban Mumbai. In the 1960s and 70s, Dev Mukherjee appeared in supporting roles in films like Tu Hi Meri Zindagi, Abhinetri, Do Aankhein, Baato Baato Mein, Jo Jeeta Wahi Sikandar, King Uncle and Kameene. He also directed and produced the 1983 movie Karate, starring Mithun Chakraborty, Kajal Kiran and Yogita Bali. In badminton, India's campaign at the All England Open tournament came to an end as Lakshya Sen and the women's doubles pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand bowed out in the quarterfinals in Birmingham today. We have a report.
Paris 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya Sen crashed out of the All England Open 2025 badminton tournament after losing his men's singles quarter-final match in Birmingham. Lakshya Sen, 15th in the men's singles badminton rankings, lost against reigning Asian Games champion and world number 6 Shi Feng Li of the People's Republic of China. In the women's doubles section, Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand were beaten 21-14, 21-10 by the world number 2 pair Liu Sheng Shu and Tan Ning of China in the quarterfinals. Earlier in the tournament, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu crashed out of the women's single event in the first round on Wednesday. Meanwhile, world number 28 Malvika Bansal and men's doubles duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy exited the tournament on Thursday. This is Renuka, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's foreign exchange reserves surged by over $15 billion, reaching nearly $654 billion in the week ending March 7th, driven by the Reserve Bank of India's currency swap operations last month. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Vidarbh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh during the next 2 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Holi, the festival of colours, celebrated across the country with great enthusiasm. Government launches the first exploration licence auction for critical minerals to reduce dependence on mineral imports. India rejects Pakistan's allegation of involvement in train hijacking in Balochistan as baseless. China, Russia and Iran call for an end to US sanctions on Iran and restart of nuclear talks. An Indian challenge ends in All England Open Badminton Tournament as Lakshya Sen and women's doubles pair of Trisha and Gayatri crash out in quarterfinals in Birmingham. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.